We always said in prison ministry, we believe that God locks up his greatest treasures. And we believe in this ministry that he is releasing those great treasures for the good of the kingdom of God.
Thank you so much for all of you for jumping in, joining, listening to today's episode of the Shine Brightly podcast. I briefly had the opportunity to introduce myself to these three gentlemen. This is going to be an exciting half an hour or so of discussion on all that is happening in their world. The name that I had first seen in relation to this was you, Tim. So why don't you open up and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go around to the other two gentlemen on the call and find out a little bit them, and then we'll ask some questions about what brought you even here to this show today.
So I've been involved with Grace Place Properties pretty much since it started. It was a ministry started by our church about 11 or 12 years ago, and there was an opportunity for our church to buy an apartment in Duncanville, where our church is. And we had a prison ministry going on at that time. I'm going to let Chuck and Steck talk about more about that. But I was invited as one of the church members to be a part of the board of directors of that. So I've gotten to watch this develop over the years, see how God has worked in the ministry. And it's been just an enormous blessing to our church to be so involved in a ministry like this.
Okay. So for those of you, because Tim just let some of the cat out of the bag. This is completely fine. So I'll do this throughout today as we talk, but they're obviously here because they've used Give, Send, Go. The Give, Send, Go campaign, for all of you that are listening that want to jump to the page and find out more, you can contribute there. You can send a prayer message there. You can share the campaign with your own community. It's givesendgo.com. Grace Place Properties, as Tim mentioned, Grace Place Properties. So givesendgo.com/Grace Place Properties, and you can read about the campaign there. And Tim, so it sounds like you're a board of director member with this organization through your church. And then Right. We have, we'll go next around the circle. Chuck, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Chuck Adair. I serve as the program director at Grace Place Properties. Grace Place Properties serves formerly incarcerated men and women, and so that's kind of our primary focus of work. I am formerly incarcerated, and so have a real felt need association with what goes on. The ministry mission is ministry solutions for complex social problems, and frankly, there is no more complex social problem than men and women who have been incarcerating, who have been incarcerated, who are reentering society in a systemic and a healthy way. And that is really what we hope to happen, is that between really providing spiritual foundation, economic foundation, and housing foundation, we hope to help these men and women thrive in their own spiritual, emotional, and mental health as they re-enter society and as they start their lives afresh as productive members of society. So that's not only my connection, my joy, and really the passion that I have for working with this population group.
Awesome. Amazing. That's super cool. So your role is program director.
That's correct. And so what we do is, in our model, housing is provided for our men and women, but we basically will remind them that they're a program participant. We look at housing much like a college or university looks at student housing. As long as you're meaningfully engaged in the program, you're in great shape. You have the ability to apply for and to be granted student housing. And so we look at it exactly the same way. As long as you are productively working the program and working in the things that we know we're going to bring you the health that we're looking for, you have a place that you can be at and live. If you ever decide that that is no longer your desire, your goal, and what you want to do, then at that point in time, we understand we've made the decision, both of us together, that it's time for you to move to do something different with your life because you've come to the end of this moment.
Awesome. Very cool. And then last, but definitely not least, Steck, your involvement in this organization, a little bit about yourself.
My name is Steck. I helped found this thing, and it was really it was just a project in the beginning. We were building faith-based dorms inside the Texas prison system back in 2003. And the more we connected with the offenders inside the prison system, we realized that we could talk about the Lord all day long, but if we didn't have some way to form a seamless transition for them back out into the community, we were really just, you and me personally, I felt like we're doing more damage than good. So you could talk about the Lord all day long, but they needed to see the Lord with Jesus, with, as Chuck says, with some skin on it, with a place where they could land. We've got this model that Chuck explains it probably better than I do, but we have this three-legged stool model that we believe that each person has to have to be effective to come home from. They have to have sustainable housing that's safe, drug-free, that they don't have to worry about where they're going to be at, that's nice and they're proud to come home to. They have to have access to an income stream so that they can sustain themselves financially, and then they need to be surrounded by a nurturing group of people or church that takes them in and walks them through that process, because it's like ours, you being a veteran, you understand it's probably better than a lot. I'm also a veteran, and so when you transition back from being in the military and coming back, it's just not as easy as everybody thinks it is. One day you're in, one day you're out. You're supposed to switch gears and jump right in the lane like everything's going. It just doesn't work like that.
Right. Yeah, no, I remember that day. a little less than 20 years ago now. It's amazing how fast time flies by. But getting out and then being like, okay, what's happening?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It was done, and it was a pretty shocking moment of just trying to get my feet underneath me and figure out what was going to happen next.
New set of rules, new set of cultures. Some things transfer, some things do not. You know what I mean? It's so awkward.
Yeah, completely, definitely. So that, now having some background here on Grace Place Ministries and or properties and who you guys are in the mix of that, one of the first questions I'm always interested to find out about is how people find themselves coming to Gibson Go in the process of what they're doing. People come to Gibson Go. We're now in over 80 plus countries around the world from a wide variety of different, whether it's a friend told you or seeing in the media or whatever it may be. It's always interesting to us. It's a great data point, but it'd be really interested to hear, how did you hear about Give, Send, Go in the first place to get this fundraising effort even going?
So that's probably going to be my question. So I'm the treasurer on the board. So several years ago, we had a couple of generous supporters that gave us matching gifts and said, you know, hey, we'll give X amount, you know, whatever you can match, we'll match up to that amount. And so, you know, like any nonprofit, it's always, you know, it's typically a tight budget. You know, you're trying to manage your cost and make, you know, no money, no ministry kind of thing. You've got to have the money. And so we'd used another site online that I was aware of. And it worked okay, but it was a little bit clunky. And so, and plus we had kind of outgrown that because God had blessed us very much. And our end of the year fundraiser had grown. And so I had started thinking, it was like, we need something. I would like something a little more robust, a little better than what we had. And so I listen to Charlie Kirk's podcast all the time. And I think you guys have been on there a couple of times. And he would talk about, you know, back when certain causes, if they weren't politically correct, GoFundMe was just shutting them down, you know, and it just, that was very alarming. And so, so that kind of made me look at your site, and I just saw there was just very much a Christian based theme to it. It just felt like your values lined up with our values. And then just looking at how the site worked, it just felt like the right fit. I took it to the board and said, you know, what do you guys think about using Give, Send, Go for our fundraiser this year? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And so that's really kind of how we ended up at Give, Send, Go.
Awesome. Super cool to hear that. And I know that who we are definitely resonates with the things that you're doing. Give, Send, Go was birthed directly from our view, the heart of God for we came from a blue collar. My sister and I, family had no business being in a startup industry. We didn't go to some Ivy League school where they teach all of this stuff. We just felt like, wow, there needs to be a platform that's more than just money. It actually also contributes to sharing hope with people as they fundraise for whatever purposes God's positioned them for. And that led us onto this journey. And now it's super cool for us to see people like yourself that have heard about GiveSendGo in the journey and have jumped on to use our platform. And so thankful for the use of our platform that you've used us. I have so many questions thinking about, because you know, you each kind of gave your little position in or part in the journey of Grace Place Properties. But first off, it sounds like this is in Texas. Is that correct? This is a certified not-for-profit. So donations coming to this organization are tax-free. This is an established nonprofit. And it's in Texas.
Duncanville, Texas is southwest Dallas County. So it is the first southern suburb that you run into if you're heading into southwestern Dallas County.
Okay. And now, how long have you guys been established and been engaged in this?
Steck, you want that one?
Yeah, since 2011, we purchased the property, and we were so blessed. We were able to completely pay for the property before we served one guest. So we've never served debt, which kind of falls in our value system too. We really tried. It's hard to bring people home from prison and talk to them about being self-sustainable when the ministries are not self-sustainable. And one of the things that we hope to eventually get through is getting away from what I call the official beg. You know, every year, the last quarter, you have to get out here and try to raise some money. But we've been very fortunate with the employers and the different things that it's come together to help out. And these guys are on their feet paying their own wage within 30 days. And that's what we are not a group that believes in handouts. We believe in hands up. We want to get somebody out, put them to work, and get them taking care of themselves and carrying their own weight.
Incredible. I love to hear organizations that are doing things right. I mean, I can tell just by the way that you framed everything that you said, you're doing it right. You're making the right steps. And, you know, debt is such a slave master to the kingdom that operates within inside of us to accomplish the work in front of us. And our journey is very similar in not having done that, but I love to hear other organizations that have stepped into that clear-minded about what they're doing.
Are you passionate about making a difference in your community, but you need help getting started? GiveSendGo is here to help. Our platform makes it easy for you to raise money for your cause, project, or event. Whether you're organizing a charity run, building a community garden, or anything in between, GiveSendGo has got you covered. Creating a campaign is simple. Our platform is safe, secure, and user-friendly. So why not join the thousands of others who have used GiveSendGo to make a real impact? Go to www.givesendgo.com and start raising funds for your cause today.
2011, that's a significant amount of time that you've now been running and engaging with this population. How many people have you served? Like how are these people even finding about you in the process of being released from incarceration or whatever it is?
So let me take that one. So the good news is, as Steck said right in the beginning in his introduction, the truth of the matter is we grew outside of a prison ministry that was operating in Texas prisons. And so we had platforms within Texas prisons that allowed us to be able to sit there. And once Gary's Place started, to sit there and let people know that that option existed. One of the things you find out about prison systems, that the grapevine is the most extensive communication network in the world. And so it's never been an issue for us to have multiple applications from the prison systems, multiple applications from the community. Once we kind of established that beachhead and we became a voice inside the prison that there are options for you. There are Grace Place is not the option for everyone, but it is an option. And we serve both men and women, which makes us unique. We have spaces. We served both men and women inside the prison system. We felt like it was essential to serve both men and women in the reentry sphere as well. And so we just stayed true to who we were and what we had always done and what it looked like. We were going to be Jesus on the inside. And so we were going to be Jesus on the outside, and providing that cup of cold water, that place to live, that thing that Jesus sits there and says, hey, you're going to know, this is what my disciples do. These are the actions that my disciples take. And so we were doing that while we had them, while we were serving them, while they were incarcerated. Grace Place allowed that to happen. Stack, you may have to help me with, over the course of time, how many people we serve. We probably average between 35 and 40 program participants at a time. And so, and you have to understand with this population group, our program is a year long, 18 months to complete. And then if necessary, we'll even extend that. But so there is transition that is consistently happening as new people come. Those that are more established are ready to take their next step in their journey. Do you know what the total number is? I don't off the top of my head.
Well, here's going to be the bottom line. If you have to remember, this is an evolution. When we were in the prison system, we had multiple faith-based dorms. Those faith-based dorms consisted of anywhere from 24 to 54 people at a time. We would be running as many as four dorms simultaneously in one prison. And then we had three or four prisons that we were doing this, and we were a two-man show and we're using volunteers. And so we realized very quickly we were not going to be able to sustain that. And so we started allowing people to come. Well, we had two apartment complexes, and we at first we made every mistake you could possibly make in trying to do this. We believed in giving people the grace to live there till they could get on their feet, and then we seen that was crazy. And then one time we had as many as 60 people at a time in here, and then you had COVID. And then since we were the kind of facility we are, the county health department got inside. They'd shut down most every other residential facility like us, but we were very compliant in doing what it is. We a lot of folks like to wrap us into this faith-based kind of organization, and I'm real quick to correct them and go, no, I'm sorry, we're not. And they go, well, what do you mean? And I go, we're a Christ-centered organization, but we're evidence-based. And so we let the numbers tell us what's going on. It's a fluctuating number. It moves from time to time. Like Chuck said, we'll have anywhere from 30 to 50 sometimes people in here. Some stay, some go. It's transitional by its very nature. It's morphed many times over the last 10, 11, 12 years. So it's an experiment, because we're not receiving federal funding or anything like that. We're doing everything on our own because we just thought we could do a better job than what's going on. We wasn't wanting to put anybody down about what they didn't do. We just thought there was a better way to do it.
What's the great explanation? What's the, I'm curious, obviously there's a program and people are in it for a duration of time, and then oftentimes you're going to be moving on to something else. Is there any connection beyond that place of moving out? What is that about?
That's a great connection. So part of the deal that we do with our group is really what we discovered early, and what we really found out was the secret sauce, is the community aspect of this moment, that we are helping them actually rebuild and build new community, a sustainable support network of friends, employers, church members, all of those things together that allows things to happen. And so we have people that have been at Grace Place that come back to serve at Grace Place. We have people that have been at Grace Place that are now involved in the local church that Tim is referring to. The Grace Place Church is the church that sort of undergirded this entire effort. And so they're tied in there. We also do some things from a programmatic standpoint. When recovery is a big deal for us. And so when they hit about the halfway point, in their recovery journey. We tie them into some other community resources. We have a local church here in town that has a community development corporation. They do financial literacy, and they have a financial matching program that allows them to save for specific assets, where if they put $250 in, that gets matched 2-to-1, and it's done over a 15-month period of time. And so they're saving for either transportation, they're saving for down payment on a house, startup for a new business, or post-secondary education. And so we tie them to those community assets as well. And so it allows them to build a sustainable network that's going to keep them tied into the faith community, and the faith community continues to have the example to disciple them.
Man, what sounds such a comprehensive program. It sounds absolutely amazing. I love to see what you guys are doing. Where can people, you know, obviously you've got the Give, Send, Go campaign, givesendgo.com/graceplaceproperties. But what other places can people go to? What websites, social media sites, where can people go to read more, find out more about, maybe even contact and connect with you guys? Because, you know, what I see you guys doing is transformative in communities. It's really an incredible thing to help people get stabilized again. And this is something that could be replicated around the country. And I'm sure there are other people that are trying and would love to understand the successes that you've had. So how can people get in touch with you?
Grace Place Properties, all one word, .org. is a website, and we'll tell you on the front end, it's not a website that's robust, because at the end of the day, what we have tried to do is it just gives you a picture and gives you the way to contact us. We believe that this, again, it's ministry solutions for complex social problems. And this, trying to explain this complex social problem via a website is sometimes difficult. It's going to require more of a conversation. And so it allows you to find the connecting points to have the conversation. But the actual website is graceplaceproperties, all spelled out, .org. And that will allow you to at least get there, have the connecting points, and sort of see where we are from there. Steck, any others that we would recommend to them?
No, but, you know, some people don't find this interesting, but it's the nature of the beast. You know, when we first come up with this idea and talked about putting these apartment complexes and serving this demographic, our city manager and police department, different agencies, they just about lost their mind. They said, you're building a penal colony in Southwest Dallas County. How, you know, they did everything they could. So really we got a gag order. We just were told we couldn't advertise. They didn't want to see anything on websites or anything like that, because they couldn't defend it. You know what I mean? And it wasn't worth all the drama. Plus, we didn't have a track record as to whether or not we could even manage it, because so often these startup ministries are just burn up city resources with ambulances and police departments and stuff like that. And it's taken us this long to demonstrate that we police ourselves. We don't do it. So those are some of the things that we really do need to get done, is get it out there so we can, because it is replicatable. It's similar to your business. You know, if you've been doing yours 10, 11 years and you realize you really are just getting your arms around your craft. It takes that long to develop it, to find out where all the traps are and then where all the benefits are. So I hope that kind of helps you a little bit.
And part of it is just the nature of being a small ministry. You know, we've only got so many man hours. We've got a fairly lean staff. And so our focus is really more on the participant. We would love to make our website more robust, but you know, as you look at what comes first, it's our participants. And so that's really where our time and energy goes. Yeah, we would love, and you know, maybe that's something as you know, with our fundraisers, if we get additional funding, we can bring somebody on board to help us get our website to a higher level where we would like it. But it's just kind of been on the back burner, you know, behind, yeah, taking care of the 30 to 40 folks we've got right in front of us and making sure, you know, our focus is first on them.
Yeah, definitely as a as it should be. We just got back from a team building exercise overseas with some of our overseas employees. And what we were drilling into it is that our first responsibility is to our own team before even our website. It's like, we're not going to see the growth of this company if we're not doing well internally with what we've been given.
Absolutely. Amen.
And so as we wrestled through that and we were sowing into that moment, bringing people from all over the world together to teach about that, it really ingrained itself. And that's exactly where you guys are at. What will happen eventually is you'll probably find, whether it's somebody that's getting out of the penal system, they have the skill set of website development, somebody's going to find themselves way because of the internal value that you've created, and it's going to overflow into good products on those externalities. So cool. Love hearing. So it's graceplaceproperties.org. That's correct. Graceplaceproperties.org. The Give, Send, Go campaign is givesendgo.com/graceplaceproperties. You can read more about it there. You can donate. You can pray. We believe in the power of prayer. And that's why we have that button there so people can be encouraged, so you guys can be encouraged from messages people send you, as well as just the value of what prayer does before God. So thank you so much, each and every one of you, for coming on today and sharing this incredible project that you've undertaken. Are there any last things that you'd like to get out to let people know about, upcoming things that you might have going on, events, or any last things?
Yeah, ahead, I would sit there and say, as a last thing, you know, this is a body of Christ ministry. This is, it's centered in the body of Christ. The body of Christ is what supports it. The body of Christ is what sustains it. And we believe that the Lord is in charge of this from beginning to end, that he uses broken, weak vessels to make a kingdom impact and a kingdom difference. We just get to be on the front row, being the cheerleaders of God's greatest works. And, you know, we always said in prison ministry, we believe that God locks up his greatest treasures. And we believe in this ministry that he is releasing those great treasures for the good of the kingdom of God. So that's been the beauty of this whole experiment.
What incredible way to finish off this segment. Guys, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here, for being willing to come on this show, talk with us about what you're doing. So exciting for me. I say this every time, to get to see people shining brightly all over the world, really being examples of what Christ looks like in person in this world. So thank each and every one of you. And hopefully, Give, Send, Go's, this podcast segment for us is a new thing. We said, wow, we have so many thousands of these campaigns coming on. We should be talking to them. So it's in its infancy of us trying to work it out and figure it and grow it. But hopefully there's opportunity in the future for us to revisit with you guys, see some of the growth that's happened, some of the things that have happened since this moment when we talk. We'd love to come back and revisit at some time. With that being said, thank you everyone for tuning in today to this episode of the Shine Brightly podcast. Look forward to seeing you next time as well. Keep shining brightly. God bless.